Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. It's called Time is Tight. Boy, howdy, is that true on a radio show? A talk show, folks, is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. And welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to check out the newsletter. Subscribe to that, please. Check out the poll question and the video. And I think today is the day we'll be putting up a brand new video today. So if you go there now, well, after the show, of course, you don't want to go there right now. After the show, you go there and watch the one that's up there now. But boy, pretty soon, later today, we're going to have a brand new video up there, and we're cranking out more and more of those. So check those out when you get a chance at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you type in Ramon Ray, RamonRay, into my search engine, you'll find the suite that we prepared for all the content, all the information that Ramon Ray has given us over the last 8 years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. Ramon, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on your Small Biz Tech Summit that's coming up tomorrow. Folks, if you type my name into that search engine, smallbiztechsummit.com, you can get a free pass to get in the thing, to get in the event, or to watch it online. Ramon, thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And thanks for having me with you these 8 years. We should have a digital birthday cake or something.
Exactly. Hey, Ramon, talk to us about some of the technology topics that are going to be. Pick out a great technology topic that you guys are going to talk about tomorrow that we can benefit from.
Sure. And I think one that dovetails great with the customer service we talked about in the last segment is social CRM. It sounds kind of high in the sky, but it's really simple, Jim, and here's what it is. You have customer relationship management, or CRM software, that helps you know who your customers are.
Right.
Amazon uses that, for example, very well. But many companies are adding this social fabric onto it. Why? Because all of your customers are talking about you to their friends online. Social CRM lets you mine that information and pull it into the profile you have of each customer. So, Jim, you know, I sell coffee, for example. Jim's tweeting about coffee, saying why he didn't like it or that he did like it. When Jim calls me next or before I email him, I can see that, what Jim's talking about on Facebook or Twitter or other places, and respond to it accordingly. Social CRM.
Wow. And so is it, talk to us about the platforms that help us, either the settings or the platforms that help us mine that information.
Absolutely. There's so many out there. Some of the ones are Batchbook, for example. Batchbook's about $19 a month. Salesforce.com, similarly, are a bit more priced software. You have Infusionsoft and many others like that enable small businesses to not just have databases or Excel sheets of customers. That's still important, Jim, and that's still useful. Mm-hmm. And again, the best example of that is Amazon. You know, you bought this video, your friends bought videos like this, you may want to buy these too.
Mm-hmm.
That works well. But for small businesses now, you're a carpet installer in Chicago, you know, just to show people it works. When that customer calls you before you mail out that flyer, maybe customers are talking about moving in your area, you know, moving solutions. Guess what then? They need carpet removal services. And you can pay people to do research on that.
Or maybe they contact you, but they had already posted how they'd had a bad experience one time before and they were a little anxious about it this time. And you, armed with that information, you can settle their nerves and address, maybe customize your approach to them to settle them down, make them feel more comfortable with you, and then, of course, deliver on that.
Right. Absolutely, Jim. That's exactly what it is. And to be able to tweet or go on Facebook, and again, it's not a one-time deal, but to begin to enter into the online conversation of that so the customers that are talking about this may know you even before they call.
And this is how you join a community, ladies and gentlemen, in a values way, not a value way. What I mean by that is, and from a value standpoint, it's a way that you join the community to talk about it without talking about your company. You represent your company, obviously. People will know that, but you don't do a commercial. You don't talk about your business. You talk about what's on the topic at hand. But because of your perch, so to speak, as the leader of your company, you are now a thought leader in that conversation. What do you think?
No, Jim, that is exactly true. And I tell small businesses, selling is great. You have to do it. But I was at a suit store last week, and I said, guys, you have so much knowledge on how to dress men. Why don't you take a little video camera once a month or once a week and do a little post or video or something about how I can dress better? Because I don't know how to dress like you guys do. They were like, really? I said, yes. And over time, you'll begin to be known as the suit experts, or one of many, but suit experts. Instead of people just walking in here, fitting on a suit, they see you as an influencer, as a brand that knows suits.
Folks, that's Ramon was using that as a metaphor, because I've seen him. He's sharp. He's a sharp dresser. In fact, you're going to be in GQ next month, aren't you, Ramon?
I'm going to try my best. We'll see.
Tell us more about Small Biz Tech Summit tomorrow.
Sure. It's an all-day event, Jim, and me and my partner have been doing it for 7 years. The first time we started a gym, we thought, no one's going to come. How are we going to do it? But it's grown to about over 500 people in attendance. But it's an all-day, and the first part of the day, Jim, we have about cloud computing.
Yeah.
Some people think it's old, but it's still important how these mid-sized and small businesses can move their software to an online infrastructure.
Yeah, cloud computing is old like a PC is old. Like the internet is old, like food is old. Cloud computing is old, like food is old.
I love that. Yeah. You're exactly right.
Hey, smallbiztechsummit.com.
Right, that's correct.
And if you type in my name, folks, Jim Blasingame, he's going to give you some free stuff. So check it out. Hey, Ramon, thanks for being here. Good job today. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jim. All the best.
On your event tomorrow, and have fun.
Much appreciated. Thank you, sir.
See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.